This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The first six games of the season, whether people are overreacting to it or not. And I think one other way that the answer is yes. And again, guys, it could not matter. If the Browns aren't good, they're going to lose those one of those six games. Or sorry, they're going to lose a multitude of those six games no matter what.
Yeah.
But if they're ready for week one, there's like the Bengals are gettable. And especially early in the season, that's... But to me, I just think it's interesting. I think people have settled in on, you know, after that sixth game, that's the pivot point at the quarterback spot. I still think we might be, there are scenarios where that happens.
It might be the bye week, by the way, too, because that's usually when a time when a lot of teams just regroup.
Yeah, well, so I think that's another spot, but I think it's really hard for me to see the Browns go from, we're going to try and win every game we can this year, to we've given up and we're on to the rookies in 6 weeks' time, unless you're like 0-6.
So I think that's interesting, though, because you got to try to find a way to balance that out, right? Now, is it going to the rookies? Is that a waving the white flag on the season moment for the Browns?
Yes, that's exactly what that is.
Okay, because then maybe we're looking at it differently. I'm looking at it like you're 1-5. Maybe if you're lucky, you're 2-4. But it's almost like a spark plug type decision where you're trying to just get a jolt of energy. You're trying to get something.
What's more likely in a season, going to the rookie quarterback as a spark plug or going to the rookie quarterback as like a Hail Mary meets we got to find out what we have the next year?
So I do think this depends on who they go with, right? Like if you go with Kenny Pickett, then what we believe to be true could just be true, that Kenny Pickett isn't any good. And maybe after 6 weeks they find that out and it's like, oh, this wasn't Matt Canada. This was Kenny Pickett just flat out sucking. Let's go to Shedeur Sanders. Let's try to save the season and let's keep this thing moving. Or let's go to Dylan Gabriel and let's try to keep this thing going. Now, more likely than not, you're right. And that usually, if you miss on the first quarterback, the team's probably not going to be very good and the season's probably going to spiral. But that's why they have three other quarterbacks to eventually move to.
I just think with the bye week, week nine, that is like you're splitting the season directly in half. That makes so much sense for me. And now, granted, the next week you do start against the Jets, but okay, yeah, it's the Jets. That's one of the weaker games in your schedule. And I'd rather a rookie quarterback have 2 weeks to succeed. And this, again, this is under the assumption that like, Shedeur or Dylan Gabriel don't win the job right out of the rip.
Well, and at least in this scenario too, the rookie quarterback is also given the whole stretch with the bye week to know that they're starting. Mm-hmm. I always think that's incredibly tough, and we talk about
unless
it from time
it's DTR,
to time.
Then no matter how long you tell him, he's not going to know.
As he keeps claiming, Sunday during the day is when he found out. It's like, DTR, buddy, it wasn't going to make a difference. Like he kept his employment long enough based off of that. But no, like I think it matters. Like you go off the loss or off whatever game that is, and then if Shedeur or Dylan know for 2 weeks they're going to be the starter, I think that matters. I think there's a difference there. I think it's incredibly hard to find out on Wednesday you're starting and then turn around on Sunday and make it happen.
I mean, here's the thing. There's so many points where I think you can call out, hey, this is when it's going to happen. This is when it's going to happen. I'm just going to continue to go back to part of my, the first six games of the season are a little overrated here. Part of it is just that's going to be the logical point. Because the only thing that I think if you go 6 weeks in and all of a sudden you're pivoting to a rookie quarterback, It could be, hypothetically, oh, we did it. More likely, it is Kevin Stefanski might be cooked. Like that, if there's destabilization on the head coach spot, which again, I would be shocked if Kevin gets fired in season. I'd be even more shocked if he got fired that early. But that's really the only way I see them going to rookie quarterback unless it's more than just a quarterback problem.
Okay, but play with that for a second, though, because I think it's a good and interesting point. Like, after week six, you only got 2 weeks before the bye to then showcase that this thing isn't just completely falling apart. And so maybe he would need to showcase that, hey, Kenny Pickett didn't work out, but this is going to be my saving grace right here. And then, because again, the bye week is just so much time. And if there was a move to be made for the head coach, it would happen at the bye.
I continue to come back to, I think the Browns early on, you know me, I still think they're a 3-5 win team. I think they're going to be more competitive than people expect early in the season. And I think we've just flipped it. Like I think we've flipped how this season's going to go in our mind, that there's going to be this lightning up point, and then all of a sudden they start, that's when they're really going to take off. No, I think their chance to succeed in any way is baked in going 3-3 or better in those first six games. And if the O-line's healthy and the defense is if the defense is top 10 to top 12, the way I think people expect some sort of regression to greatness, well, then there's no, I mean, okay, yeah, okay, it's tough schedule. Yep, and good teams, bad teams have also had success during rough parts of their schedule.
Mm-hmm.
If they're going to subvert the expectations of 5.5 wins, it is completely baked in those first six games. And I honestly, that's another reason why I'm like, I don't see him making any of the switches, any of the different moves we can talk about until well after week six.
I mean, you go 3-3, and let's say it's Joe Flacco or even Kenny Pickett. If you go 3-3 out of the gate, that quarterback's got to have a pretty long leash, I would imagine. 3-3 against these teams, that's an impressive run, all things considered.
Yeah, I mean, I think the more I've thought about it, and again, I'm not going to live to the 3-3. I think there's a really good chance that the Browns are competitive enough, even if they're only 2-7, that you talk yourself into playing a veteran quarterback well past, especially Kevin, who I think is very precious about his veterans versus playing young quarterbacks. And maybe some of this is projecting because we haven't seen Kevin in this scenario yet. I think there's a really good chance that the veteran quarterback, whoever it is, plays well past their welcome for most Browns fans, who there will be a logical part where they go, okay, why are we doing this again?
I think most Browns fans are going to get there by like week four, more likely than not. We're going to be week four, week five, week six. We're going to be like, all right, we're bored with this toy. Can we bring a new one into the mix?
By the way. I mean, granted, the most popular player is always the quarterback.
Well, again, I'm not even talking for myself personally. I'm talking for Browns fans. I feel like Browns fans week four, week five, unless Joe just looks awesome or Kenny Pickett looks awesome, I think we're going to constantly be in this evolution of, all right, bring me the new toy. Almost like you're just discarding the other one. And all right, here's a new crack at it. At least, I said speaking for the Browns fans, speaking for myself, I think that's one of the more interesting parts of this year is almost having like a conveyor belt of quarterbacks that we just keep bringing new ones in. And then it just kind of gives us a little bit of a jolt. And then we're discussing that one until we're done discussing that one. And then a new one comes in. And that's just kind of our season.
Well, so specific to that, I do think that's inevitably where Kevin himself has to be the last line of defense and where there might be that. So when I said the thing about Kevin earlier about he could end up holding on to the veteran for an extra 2 or 3 weeks past, I think it's because you're going to want to make it from his standpoint for his own job security and just like trying to keep guys engaged. Like you're going to feel the pressure to play one of those young guys because of the new toy and you could almost become contrarian about it and hold on to it too long. I think there's another chance that this really happens. I think Kevin, for a multitude of reasons, is going to have a really, really, really tough time admitting this season's over because he did last year. I mean, they were trying to win up until the second they pulled the ripcord and went to DTR. And I think that was about final three games. So after week the 14th game. And I kind of feel like this is an even more heightened version of that because of career concerns if you follow up a bad season with another bad season.
It's going to be really interesting because I honestly, there's no part of me that considered Joe Flacco playing as a starting quarterback in week 10, let's say. week 11. It's very hard for me to get there in my head where I look up and it's like, oh, we've gone through a 2-7 start and Joe Flacco is still the guy and Kevin Stefanski is still putting him out there for reasons X, Y, or Z. I think if that happened, I think it would just tell us that he just has no confidence in the other three quarterbacks.
I don't think fans will tire of Joe unless he's why, like if Joe's making enough big throws and enough big plays and you're just not winning games, I think fans are going to have infinite patience for him versus either a young quarterback or Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, but that's if he's making enough throws. Like the worry I have with Joe is what happened 2 years ago was just the reason why, it was not good in the playoff game. I believe if you played a week after the playoff game, it would have gone very similar to that playoff game. Multiple pick sixes and the wheels start to fall off the bus. Like the perfect amount of games for Joe Flacco that year was right up until the end of the regular season. That's a worry I have with Joe.
Oh, see, I think there's enough goodwill for Joe that I think Browns fans will have some, not a lot, some patience and almost I don't want to say make excuses because that we're getting real in the weeds here. But yeah, mm-hmm. I think that's another reason why I think Joe inevitably will start week one, other than he's just better than Kenny Pickett and he's not a rookie. I think there's a baked in patience with, you mentioned like week four. I think Joe would have to be obviously bad. Like, I'm not talking about like last year. He wasn't obviously bad in Indy. He just wasn't winning games.
He had a passer rating of 90. That's the same passer rating that Aaron Rodgers had last year.
And they had Anthony Richardson when there was a lot of pressure to go back there. If Joe's that same quarterback was last year, they could be 1-8. And they could still feel like they have a chance to win game, a la what I've kind of sold this whole time, the most competitive 3-14 team in NFL history.
Yeah, but I think more likely than not, I think there's enough people that love Shador still, and I think there's enough people that are intrigued by what Shador can do, that if Joe Flacco just looks like he's getting through the motions, and yes, he's completing some passes, but it just is what it is. While you're losing games, I can see the fan base getting very... Now, but the difference here is that...
By the fan base, are we talking about
me?
You?
Yeah, me, definitely. Definitely me. But the difference here is that Stefanski showed...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In the past, that man does not care. He has been very resolved in when he makes a decision staying with it and not letting the outside noise creep in or get in there. But it doesn't mean the owner doesn't feel that way and wouldn't chime in, and then maybe he'd have to listen.
So this goes in 216-474-0092. I'm going to go out on a limb and say we're not getting Auburn in this segment.
That's a good guess by you.
Is six games the obvious pivot point for the Browns this season? I think it's become confirmation bias. I think we've confirmed it too early. I think there's a lot of ways this could go, but what you just said is something I thought about today, and we didn't end up on the sheet. Or This is the ultimate stress test of an allegedly evolved Haslam ownership group.
You know, I love a John Taffer stress test.
On the thought partners themselves. And if you even want to throw, I don't even know if is Deepa Desta still around. We'll find out.
He's at least in San Diego.
He's never really left San Diego.
That's exactly right.
But I mean, I do think that this season could. I think there's a lot of ways this season goes that it's the ultimate stress test, and we're truly going to find out how committed Jimmy is to these two, how committed they are to each other, and I don't think they've ever faced. I don't think last year was this season because I think they could look at each other and go, "That's Deshaun." This is an all for one, one for all turns into all for themselves kind of season if they go anywhere from 3 to 5 and given how that looks.
I mean, there's a reason why the national pundits out there have spoken publicly about the idea that they think Haslam will step in if it starts to go poorly. And I don't know if he will or won't. I really don't. It feels like he's given both Barry and Stefanski the flexibility to be able to like perform their jobs. But it's Haslam. He goes rogue.
How long?
He constantly goes rogue.
I mean, he hasn't gone rogue for like, is it a couple years now?
Yeah. What a run he's on.
We haven't gotten the old John Dorsey okie doke, the Hugh Jackson okie doke, the Sashi Brown, Ray Farmer okie doke.
Well, I mean, you could make an argument. He did step in and tell him to fire Alex Van Pelt.
Yeah, I don't think
because all reports were Stefanski still wanted him around, and that was just a season ago.
Yeah, I think that might have been the front office, and maybe that was involving.
Maybe, I don't know.
Again, the absolute Teflon shield. No GM, no head coach has ever been given the benefit of the doubt and just spotless record compared to the job they've done because, well, the owner. I mean, this is really like we're talking about like Al Davis level.
Thank goodness we got Ken Dorsey in there. That was genius.
I mean, hey, it almost worked.
You know, we don't talk enough about that, by the way. Just what an absolute disaster that was in so many. We just bypass it all. I think a lot of Browns fans have even forgotten Ken Dorsey existed. And it was just last season.
I forgot him too. It's the same way as a quarterback,
just
by season. The way.
It wasn't that far.
It was the same way. I forgot about Ken Dorsey, and I forgot about Ken Dorsey, the quarterback. 216-474-0092. So the conversation we're having happened. We started the show talking about the idea of the start of the season and whether we're overrating the difficulty there.
Because I still think it's ridiculously hard. And I want to make that clear.
Ridiculously hard is just too much for me. But is the after game 6, is that the obvious pivot point for the Browns this season? And I think we've got somebody on the show leaning into speed and flexibility. I'll tell you who that is in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I wore a hat today, but you can tell on the sides. The sides, it looks sharp with the hat.
Well, I know. I noticed yesterday.
You did notice yesterday. A lot of people noticed yesterday.
Yeah.
In a way that it just kind of furthered my thinking. So, I needed a haircut. It got to be a little bit too late. Saturday night, my wife, I was like, because, I go to a salon. Typically, I think I've talked about this before. I go to a salon. I don't know how I ended up at this salon, but it's relatively cheap, and it just is what it is. It's like a 15-minute drive. And I just go in, and they take care of it, and it is what it is. You can tell, though, they don't want to take care of me. Mm-hmm. No one that works at a salon is enjoying a guy's haircut.
Why is that?
Well, I feel like I'm not a high-ticket item.
Yeah.
You know? Like they want you to get the same cut,
yeah.
Yeah, they want you to come in, and they want you to do everything to your hair and spend a lot of money and all that stuff and give a big tip on top of it.
You don't do, like, maybe a shave or, like a conditioning of the hair?
No, I'm just a straight-up haircut person.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I always go in.
Make it worth their while is what I was saying.
And they always do a good job at this place, which is actually a bad job for me in that, like, you can tell there's like a mandate that they have to keep you a half hour essentially. Mm-hmm. Like, they're gonna give you the half hour, but there's not that much hair for me to have cut, so it should be like a 10 or 15 minute job, and they keep you the whole entire way. And so I was asking,
that would drive me crazy.
Yeah. And then typically I have to go in the mornings too, so now I have to bring my daughter over to the haircut place, and she's fine, but it's also like, you know, she's getting older and it's harder to keep her in the same area. And I decided over the weekend I was just done with it. Like, I'm not doing that. And so I got online on one of the apps, on one of the haircut places that tell you how long you got for a wait. It was a 2-minute wait.
Great, something like that.
One of them. And it was 7 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
I went over there. I got the haircut done in 15 minutes. The whole experience start to finish. about 35 minutes in total. Yeah. I paid less money than I paid for the salon. I don't have to think about it. And I was able to do it on a Saturday at like 5:30. So my wife was able to watch the kid and I was just able to kind of go and that was it.
I'm just welcome to the team.
I mean, I'm all about let's get this thing done. And the convenience factor of it. And is anyone really noticing any difference in my hair?
No. As a matter of fact, if you had worn that hat yesterday, I would not have known that you had had a haircut.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's how guys' hairs go. Like, unless it's like a dramatic change. Like, my dad would be like, I'm a spiky hair guy with gel in it for like a year. And then he would just be like, now I'm going to have to the bottom of my face kind of hair, like with bangs and stuff. My dad would change his haircut. And by the way, he'd then revert to another thing. But like, you could tell, you're my haircuts, which we get the same haircut every time.
Yeah, what are we doing?
The only way you know when I need a haircut is when the wings start to go. Actually, we're there now. We're close to the wings.
That's usually me too. When you get the wings, that's when you know it's time to get in there.
You actually do a better job than I do. Like, you have less patience for that. I get super, I mean, even my beard right now is stupid and ridiculous. Because I just haven't trimmed it in 6 months. No, 6 months, 6 weeks. So like, it's really tough to tell when you get a haircut, although it was a good haircut, but I think you're in the right spot here. Cause I've been looked down upon for going to places with best and great and sports in the name of it. And I'm here to tell you, cost me the same amount every time. No one can tell with or without my haircut, by the way. Like, Vanessa will like critique, I think we, you know, the edges of your dome here, I think they cut a little too close, or whenever they went to the scissors, and I was like, yeah, you're the only, no other guy's like, that looks wildly different than your last haircut. Nope. It's
Nobody
a three
noticed.
On the side, it's scissor cut up top.
I'm also three on the side.
Of course you are.
Why not?
And you're not trying to get the mini Barkley, the Keith gets it, yeah, the real close. I mean, he gets like the, I don't know, did they take a layer of skin off on the side of your head? Like, that's, I could never be that guy.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know, so I historically, grocery store brand ketchup and mustard. Mm-hmm. It's one of those cheap things I just do. I'll never buy the name brand version. Because to me, it just tastes the same. Some people can notice the difference. For me, it tastes the same. Mm-hmm. And that's what I feel like I just did. I bought like the grocery store brand haircut, but no one's noticing the difference. No one's telling me any. So why would I ever go back to the other thing?
Yeah.
That was more time, more expensive, and was just kind of a pain in the butt.
So I know this has been a conversation in the show previously, because I know Dustin was like a barber guy, and I know Ken's like a barber guy.
Yeah, he had like a standing an appointment every like couple weeks or something.
I kind of think, one, if I'm going to a barber, he's going to have to deal with the mess of my face too, right? And I think that's one of the great things about a barber is
you get the shave.
No, I don't. But that's what, if I'm going to spend the extra money, you're going to have to take care of the mess in the middle of my face as well, which, by the way, I should. I would look better if I did it. I think I've missed the barber time in life where so many guys who still go to barbers, it's because their dad went to a barber and he had to find your barber. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, I'm 39. I might not make it to 50. I don't know that I'm ready for a new relationship like that. Whereas.
Wait, sorry, Mac, we both missed a moment. No, of course you're going to make it to 50. Yes, 50. It's the way you're selling it.
I believe it so much.
It's so young. Don't speak that way on yourself. Do that to yourself.
Right.
Mac, can a little help here?
Nice try, fatty. I don't know if I'm going to make it to 51. There, I changed it. there's a part of me that's like, I think I just missed the window to have that relationship with a barber. And here's the thing. I like that it's impersonal at the other place.
I do too.
It doesn't matter if they're cutting my hair or the president's. They don't care. 5 minutes in, 5 minutes out.
Speed. That's the whole game.
I pay for speed.
That's all I wanted with the
salon.
You
kick me out of that chair in 5 minutes and you do a good job, whatever I pay for the cut, that's the very least that I'm tipping you.
I noticed I started tipping more when they were getting me in and out, but it was like, that's the whole deal. They wanted to make sure it was a half hour at minimum. And it's like, I don't have all the time in the world for this. No. I got time for things. I do, but not time for haircuts at this point.
And because here's the thing. I will get invested with a barber. I will. I know I will.
I barber hop way too much to ever say I get invested with a barber.
And that's no. So Johnny needs to be better than that.
I constantly barber hop. I've been barber hopping since I've been in Cleveland.
See,
I've probably been to like 20 different barbers.
I think I would feel a sense of obligation. This is another reason why I don't need another obligation. I have three daughters, all in the teenage span of life. I wake up with them. I get them on the bus. I immediately start work. I have a loving relationship with my wife. I don't have time for the friends I do have. And I know. Like, I just started a professional friendship with a new mechanic. And I've decided that he did well by us now 3 times in a row.
Yeah.
And you, that, to me, that's it. You didn't overcharge me. You did the thing right. He made sure to speed up, and we got our truck ready for vacation this last time.
Okay, sounds pretty serious.
Me and Rob are bros now.
Wait, does Rob text you like my mechanic texts me?
Yeah, he does. He's a great dude. Oh, by the way, I don't know, he's a big listener of the show. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob. My mechanic texts me and says, haven't seen you in a while. Everything okay?
Yeah. Yes, but see, the problem is,
I don't know what I love it, though. Is it like, do you think, you know I have a lemon car? Is that what's happening here?
Oh, no.
You're like, hey, it's been long enough. You know something should have broke by now?
No,
is that what's happening here?
No. That's just being thorough.
Like, is that what it is? Because they're great. It's a great place to go.
After the Michigan vacation, because we had just gotten the truck back, because we had to replace the parking brake, froze on my truck, and just got chewed up. And so it hurt, by the way. Well, I didn't realize that. I might not have gotten it fixed. Taking it if I'd known what it was going to cost. But Rob, like, he was right on it. Got it done. He texted me the week after, like, hey, man, just want to make sure everything went cool with the Michigan trip.
Oh, that's nice.
I was like, hell yes, it did. So, yeah. So
no, I just always get worried. I'm like, wait, should there be something wrong with the car at this point? It's been a long time since I've seen you now.
But see, that's for a car, and I baby my truck. I dislike Vanessa's car, but I will baby her car because I want to keep it running.
Yeah.
I'm more willing to do that with a good mechanic because they are so hard to find versus like, hey,
well, so that's,
we're really
going
to have a great friendship built around my receding hairline.
No, but that's the problem with the conversation is that, or with barber shops there, is that there are really great barbers that make a difference. I've been to enough of them in Cleveland. Like, you can go as expensive as you want that are awesome at what they do. Just, I got a receding hairline and there's not much hair here. Like, I'm not, there's nothing new happening with my hair.
You can't work miracles here, okay?
That's right. There's nothing new happening here.
I'm going to have to go to Turkey and it's going to cost a lot of money and they're going to slice into my forehead. That's the kind of miracle I think we're probably at this point.
Yeah, we got what we got.
And at this point, I want somebody to send me there, you know?
Send you to Turkey?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, you know, eventually. Not now.
Okay. I have no interest, by the way.
Yeah, I would. Absolutely would. Yeah.
No, you could tell me it would be basically I would only pay for my meals and hotel and I wouldn't go.
Yeah, I'd still do it.
No, yeah. I wouldn't. No. It's a long flight.
And I've changed on this, but every time I look
long
in the...
Long flight, a lot of effort. But that's part of the point. I just don't care about my hair presentation as much as I used to.
And then maybe I get a barber. So if a barber wants to send me to Turkey for the Turkish hair plan, I might start going to you after
that. And
then
that. You gotta basically take care of it for the couple weeks afterwards where you're like watering it like it's a chia pet.
Yeah, that's okay.
You're like looking at it, just waiting for the little specks to grow. That's tough, man.
Big specks. Also, somebody on, I'm not going to reveal the name, somebody saying they know the person who's the barber of Stefanski and Vogt.
Yeah?
That's actually a minus.
Wait, they got the same barber? Stefanski and Vogt have the same barber?
I probably got it from each other. Right?
You think so? You think like Stefanski's like, first thing they do is they talk shop and then they're like, hey, because it's Stefanski giving Vogt.
That's a clean cut, Kevin. Stefanski, where can I get one?
Well, he gives Vogt, obviously, the recommendation because he's been here longer and he's like, hey, I got a barber. Yeah. I got a guy. You have to go here.
If I had a hairline like Kevin, I would go to Kevin's barber because it does a good job. And by the way, the beard's clean.
Cleans up the salt and pepper.
Clean as hell.
Well, he makes it as salt and pepper as he wants it, and then also in other times makes it like he's like, I just don't go to Ryan Day's barbers, the difference there.
I just want to welcome you to Team Great Best Sports.
It feels good.
It really is.
And you know what? They wrote down my numbers and everything like that and what I used for my haircut, so I get to walk in there next time, and it'll be exactly the same.
The other place didn't do that for you?
No, they didn't. No, they didn't at all. Like, they didn't want me there. The salon didn't want me there. I think they kept being like, we do men's haircuts, but we're really not asking you to come back.
How much does this change things for the Guardians? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.